I think one of the key messages and kind of the difference really between individual and team resilience, two things really. I think firstly, the key with team resilience that's not really majorly applicable to individual resilience is the importance of relationships. Relationships are crucial for team resilience, whether that's kind of things like leadership and communication, but also things around kind of forming a really good social identity within the team. So I think relationships are really, really important. And then secondly, one of the key messages really that we've kind of come across is that just because you've got a set of resilient individuals, that doesn't necessarily guarantee a resilient team. Kind of the example I often give with that, I know kind of at the time of this podcast, I think the World Cup draw has been made with England. The often example I give with that example of individual resilience doesn't necessarily guarantee team resilience is the England kind of football team. A bunch of individuals who are great individually, some of whom have kind of competed at highest levels in Champions League and other kind of competitions, but again, collectively, when they're getting together as a team, find it very, very difficult to perform as a team under that kind of pressurized situation. So I think that's the other bit, as well as the importance of relationships. Just because you have got a set of individuals who are resilient doesn't necessarily guarantee team resilience. And the reason for that is because we've found in some of the research that we've done is that there are a distinct set of qualities that are important for team resilience that are different to the qualities that are required for individual resilience. Things like group structure, things like the importance of kind of collective confidence or collective efficacy, and as I mentioned, importance of kind of deep emotional bonds and a strong sense of social identity.